I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we look back at one of the inductees from the 21st Annual Knoxville High School Athletic Hall of Fame ceremonies that were held on December 12th. Today's feature is the 1987 Boys Track and Field Squad. The 1987 team followed up a conference title with a Class 3A state runner-up. Eric Peterson, Tony Galizzi, Keith Fridlington, Marek Wenzel, Dave Berry, Brian Kingery, Kevin Rowley, Ryan Ellis, Phil Kloster, assistant coach Phil Luxetich, and head coach Mike Cunningham brought home several trophies that spring. I had a chance to talk with Coach Mike Cunningham about that team and his fondest memories.
All right, well, Mike, congratulations on that 87 track team going into the Hall of Fame. What's some of the things you remember about that team?
They were tough kids. We worked very hard, didn't have a whole lot of ability, but they just worked harder than everybody else. And some of the 200 men moved up to be quarter men and vice versa. And we just hit just right. Most of them were several athletes in several sports, like how it was back then, you know. A lot of them played four sports, but they were just tough kids. That's the best way to put them.
You go through that season, and you get to the state to meet you. Our second place, and you told me before, a couple of injuries were kind of prevented you, but still, you got second place even with all the adversity you had before.
Yeah, we actually won every meet except a couple. Indianola had a real good team and beat us twice, and we lost to Dowling once. Otherwise, we had a really good season. We won all the invitations we went to, but we had a boy by the name of Jeff Hollingshead who was leading the state in the 200 and the 400, and he blew a hamstring out up at Johnson about three nights before districts. We couldn't run districts. Luckily, I had some depth, and the kids stepped up. And Brian Kingery moved up to, in fact, you remember the Kingery boy that just played over at Indianola in basketball so well. It's his dad. And he moved up there, and we were able to have another 400 man. And we ended up with three relays getting second place, which I should-haves and would-haves, we always know about that, but we would have won with him. I really, really believe that. I'm sorry.
But, it seemed like you were still proud of the guys for their effort and, the whole body of work of that year.
Yeah, that was the thing. Very few teams would have somebody step up like that when you change your own lineup, You do the same relays all the time, so we changed a whole lot. Very, very proud of them. But as you can see by them over there, they've got a lot of pride, too. Still to this day, that was almost 40 years ago now, but it was good kids, and they're very proud to hear. I'm glad to see a lot of them came back. We had a couple couldn't come back at the last minute, but otherwise we have everybody back. So it was a lot of fun.
What kind of things back then were a little maybe different in track and field? I mean, the events are essentially the same, but what was different about track and field then compared to now?
Well, really, there's some events now they can start working on in the winter, for one thing. We didn't do anything at the end of basketball. Three or four more basketball starters and good basketball players. So when they got done with basketball, had a little rest, and we just got on the track. If there's snow on the track, sometimes we shovel it off. There are no indoor facilities to do anything. That was one of the main things. And now nowadays, weight training has improved so much, and a lot of indoor facilities. If not here, they can go other places to work out, like the volleyball teams play different places and stuff. So that's the biggest thing.
What would you say to track athletes now who maybe go in here at Knoxville, have aspirations of maybe performing at state? We've had some done real well up there. What kind of a message would you say to them that I want to do that, but what do I do?
Well, Isaac is a good example of it. You have to run a lot. You have to run in the off season. I saw him run by just a little bit ago in the snow. And kids just have to do that. You have to get ready because the season gets here and it's done in about 6 or 7 weeks, So you've got to put in the time on the outside of the school. You can't rely on when it's time to get there. And weight training has picked up an awful lot. Weight training has changed an awful lot in the last 30 years, obviously. So that would be conducive too. But the biggest thing is off season, you got to stay in shape.
You had some athletes too, because if you didn't have anything going on during the off season and just started when practice started, that means you had some athletes on that team.
Exactly, some of them were very naturals. I'm looking right now. One of them went on to play football at Northwest Missouri, a 4-year starter down there. Another went over to Simpson and was a 3-time All-American runner in the 400 and the 200. And it was a good group of guys.
Good. All right. Group of guys. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you very much. It's a fun night.
Panther fans, help me in welcoming to the Knoxville High School Athletic Hall of Fame the 1987 state runner-up track team.
The 1987 Boys Track and Field Squad, 2025 Knoxville High School Athletic Hall of Fame inductee. For KNIA Kevlar Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page is next.